You are now listening to the IELTS podcast.
Hello there. Hope it's all going good. Thanks for downloading the podcast again. In this episode, we're going to look at the listening exam, the listening part of the exam, which divide into three parts, this podcast. First, we're going to look at quickly, just a brief overview of the exam. That'll take about 2 or 3 minutes. Then we're going to look at specific tips to help you improve, to help you score higher. And specifically, we're going to look at a trick the examiners play on you. All right? This is just a trick, and it's good to know before you go into the exam. Then, in the third part of the podcast, we're going to look at improvements, or how to improve your general listening skills. Specifically, why it's difficult to understand native speakers. Why sometimes it just sounds like a block of sound and you cannot distinguish any words with what they're saying. Okay? And this is a vital skill. So, with no further ado, let's get cracking. Now then, the listening exam. It's going to be divided into 4 parts. In the first part, you'll have the dialogue. And this is usually an informal or semi-informal conversation between two people. Okay? Semi-informal will mean it's like not a professional situation. Maybe it's a student and a librarian or something like that. Maybe they're asking about books or whatever. Okay? Another example, it might be somebody making a complaint, making a booking for a restaurant, or just simply asking about some concert, some event, or something like that. Okay? This is the easiest section of the exam. Now, section number 2 is a monologue. One person speaking. Maybe it's a discussion. Maybe they're giving instructions. Maybe they're describing rules or procedures to follow. This is slightly harder because as we go through the exam, it generally gets, it will get more difficult. Mm-hmm. Now, number 3, usually related to education or training. And this is a conversation with up to about 4 speakers. It's probably going to be more formal. And you can expect the conversation to be about education, like I said before. So you can expect to hear teachers, students, and authority. Okay. The key here with 4 speakers speaking, you need to be able to follow the conversation. Okay. This is where watching television with subtitles, or even better, listening to the radio helps, especially if it's one of those programs where they're debating. Now, number 4 is the monologue. This is the most difficult part of the exam. So, do not be disheartened or discouraged if you're having a lot of difficulty with this, okay? Like I said, if you've scored well on the first 3 sections and you score pretty bad on the monologue, on the section 4, you can still get a band 7. So, attempt it. Don't get discouraged, don't lose confidence or whatever, but expect it to be a lot harder than the other sections, especially the first section. So that's a brief overview. In another podcast, I'll go into more detail about the gap fills, the sentence completion, all those kind of exercises for the listening exam. All right, now let's get on to the tips. Specifically, the tip about examiners tricking the students. Sounds quite harsh, but it's not that harsh. That's the tip number 9. Anyway, tip number 1. What you need to know is that the IELTS test isn't like other tests. In this English exam, in this English listening section, you only get to listen to the exam once. Okay? You only get to hear the recording once. Yeah, doesn't sound like serious issue. Yeah, once, no problem. That's not bad at all. But you need to get used to getting listening to the information and putting it down, because you've got no second chance. The best way to get over this is just to do practice tests. Boring advice, I know. It's not advice you want to hear, but you need to do at least 10 practice tests before you go into the exam. Okay. Tip number 2. Keep your concentration. Okay. If you've got what's called a monkey mind, all right, you need to get that under control. Okay. You need to keep your concentration for 30 minutes. You need to concentrate on the sequence of answers, and avoid any panic. Okay. If you've got a monkey mind that just goes off on random topics, so you're listening to an examiner or a worker or a friend, and suddenly, pop, you start thinking about food, what you're going to eat tonight, or if Manchester City won. You need to get that under control. I'll let Google answer that. Just go to Google concentration tips. It'll come up with stuff like meditation, diet, and all that. But you need to get that under control. Okay. Tip number 3. If you miss an answer, don't panic, okay?